top of the fourth here in Taylor Stadium as the Tigers tied it up last inning on a Chris Cornelius dinger to left field. And it's a brand new ball game as Andy Tolkien retakes the hill against Scott Atta, the Flames right fielder. Atta struck out in his first at bat. Tolkien gets his sign, kicks, and brings it home. High for ball one.
Otto in his first at-bat struck out swinging for the Flames.
Outfield is deep and shades him to left field. The 1-0 pitch is a strike over the outside corner.
On the season, one home run Otto has with six RBIs.
Right fielder Harris is playing him very deep, about five steps from the track out there. The 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. 2-1 on the right fielder, Scott Atta. Here on a brisk afternoon in Columbia, Missouri, Taylor Stadium, Missouri Tigers versus the Illinois-Chicago Flames. The 2-1 pitch is a strike over the inside corner. Looked like an off-speed pitch, and he had Atta guessing and froze him as it darted over the inside corner. 2-2, no outs, top of the fourth. The 2-2 delivery, grounded to second. Easy play for Buehler, throws it across to Sharp for the first out of the inning.
Bang, bang, playing there, nothing unusual about it.
That'll bring in the DH, Bowen Ogata. He's hitting 161 on the season.
His first at-bat before he flew out to center field in the first inning.
The pitch. Low for a ball. I'd like to see him continue to miss there on the bottom of the strike zone rather than high as he has in the earlier portions of this game. The 1-0 pitch. Strike over the outside
right
corner.
Right in there for him. His first start of the season, only went three innings against Eastern Michigan in Tolkien. He let up four runs. None of them earned, though, which is why his ERA is still so low.
The pitch. Low for a ball. 2-1 on Ogata, the DH for the Flames. He wears a shin guard on his left foot, stands in at the right side of the batter's box. Wears number 27. The pitch. Popped into left field. This should be a can of corn for Meisner. He's under it and makes the play for the second out.
Routine play there as well. So Tolkien working well, I think, now that he's all settled in on the mound, as he has retired the last, six batters.
And he's never a dominant pitcher, but he's now keeping the Flames off balance, establishing weak contact, and getting some outs. Two outs now, and Rob Calabrese, the catcher, steps in. The pitch, strike over the inside corner. The umpire's also being a little more liberal with his strike zone, it looks like, rather than the later portions of the game.
Well, absolutely. I think he realized that everyone getting on base might not be beneficial to getting out of the wind.
High for ball one. An off-speed offering from Tolkien. The infield is deep and plays him straight away. The pitch rolled over to third, foul ball. Samples was all over it if it had careened into fair territory.
It would be interesting here if you see Tolkien throw his curveball in the dirt. It would be a perfect scenario for it with the 1-2 count.
I would like to see him waste one against Calabrese.
That or a high fastball.
The 1-2 pitch. Barely got a piece of it, did Calabrese. On and off speed delivery.
Pond had no clue where the ball went. He thought it went up in the air. He looked straight up, and it went right behind him.
1-2 count on Rob Calabrese. Two outs, no one on. Top of the fourth.
He did throw the breaking ball. He just threw the wrong one, from what I call it.
Right.
The changeup.
I'd like to see the fastball in here. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. They checked the swing. He did not go.
Yeah, definitely did not go on that pitch.
Not that close. Not sure why they checked it.
I didn't even think
matter.
I didn't even know he swang, honestly.
Yeah. 2-2 count on Calabrese. Tolkien has his sign, kicks and delivers. Strike three over the outside corner as Tolkien retires the Flames in order in the top of the fourth. Tigers come to back tied with the Flames 2-2. You're listening to KCOU Sports. Brett Bond is going to lead it off for the Tigers in the bottom of the sixth, trying to ignite a spark and bring the Tigers back from this three-run deficit they are currently suffering from. Burlingmeier is still on the hill. He's at 86 pitches at the moment, as he has been not dominant but effective thus far, as he has pitched into the sixth inning for the Flames.
Bond, 1-for-2 on the day, had a single and a strikeout.
He takes a strike over the outside corner to begin this at-bat. So the 0-1 offering inside for a ball, 1-1, to the Tigers catcher Brett Bond. The outfield shades him slightly to left, the 1-1 pitch. And he hits it to left, and that's going to slice foul and out of play. Huge gap in right center and down the right field line, if he can plug that possibly. But Bond does tend to spray it to the opposite field from this side of the plate. 1-2, Burlingmeier shakes off one sign, has the one he wants, brings it home. In the dirt, ball two.
Bond definitely has power, as we've talked about all day. Bond had seven home runs in 2016, and in 2015 he had five. He had 28 RBIs and 25 RBIs, respectively, in those years.
The 2-2 pitch to Bond. He skies it out to center. That's going to be an easy play for center fielder Mickey McDonald, as he is a couple steps in front of the track, and he makes the play. Bond actually signed with Mizzou with his friend Shane Bennis, who was supposed to be the more talented of the two, but really, like, Shane was drafted, projected to go in the first round or two of the MLB draft his senior year of high school. He tore his ACL in a basketball game his senior year of high school, and now he's out of the sport entirely, and Bond looks to continue to be improving as he's now the cleanup hitter for the Tigers. Samples steps in. He takes a ball inside. Samples has grounded out to short on two separate occasions today. We'll see if he gives shortstop Bo Hank a third opportunity. The pitch fouled back over our heads. And the count is 1-1. Wind continues to howl out to left field.
Samples is in the same thing in his first two at-bats, which is grounding out to third.
Oh, third, excuse me. Not short. Strike two over the outside corner. As Burlingmeier is going to look to finish Samples here with this pitch right here. He's looking for the sign. He has the one he wants. He kicks and delivers. Single up the middle, and he almost killed Burlingmeier with that one. Burlingmeier ducked out of the way to avoid the screaming line drive back at him, and his heart is still going to be beating rather rapidly for the next couple minutes.
I don't think it's going to stop for quite a bit.
Yeah, that was, holy cow. He barely got out of the way of that one, as Samples is aboard with one out in the top of the sixth. Brian Sharp digs in. Walk in the second, home run to left in the fourth.
Sharp is not just the first baseman for the Tigers. Last season he pitched some
19 really?
Appearances, actually.
Wow, that's unusual.
It is very unusual. He had 19 appearances with a 4.84 ERA, and yeah,
he takes a ball outside for the first pitch. The second one is about to be on its way. Here it comes. Ball outside as well, 2-0.
Only a 84 to 88 mile per hour fastball, but he does have the curveball and changeup too.
He has proven that he can keep these Tigers hitters off balance. Samples with a moderate lead from the first bag, and he throws on over there. Does Berlingmeyer, and Samples is back in safely. No tag from the first baseman, Ramirez. 2-0 count on Sharp. Looking to spur the Tigers back into this game as they're down by 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Low for a ball as that one looked good from here. Surprised that our friend behind the plate did not raise his right arm in indication of a strike. 3-0.
Trying to get another home run is Sharp right now. Got that last one in the fourth inning.
We'll see if he has the green light on 3-0 here. The pitch. And it's outside, not close either. The ball gets away from Calabrese.
Racing around the bases was Samples, just in case the catcher couldn't get back to it, even though it was a walk.
He was able to locate that one, unlike the pass ball earlier in the game, where the runner was able to advance from first to third.
And we will have a pitching change, it looks like, for the Flames. And we will check on it, and we will tell you who it is when we come back after a quick break. You're listening to Tiger Baseball on KCOU Sports.
Pitching change for the Flames. The new hurler is going to be Ryan Campbell, a junior, big, burly right-hander, hard thrower. He appeared in the game on Friday. And he's going to come in and try and hose the fire that Berlingmeyer started.
Came in, as you mentioned, on Friday. He pitched two-thirds of an inning, let up a hit. And also, I believe, a sacrifice. Meanwhile, on the season, going into the series, his ERA is a grand total of 54.
Not good. Trey Harris has brought to Atlanta and steps into the plate.
He's had two appearances. He's let up 2 earned runs in each of these appearances, 4 runs total. Each of those appearances, by the way, each were one-third of an inning.
He takes ball one, an off-speed pitch outside. Alex Samples leads from second. Brian Sharp leads from first. The pitch, line down the third base line, foul. A hot shot off the bat of Trey Harris. He would love to have put that one in between the white lines. No matter. The second baseman, Cronin, is holding Samples on at second. Ramirez plays behind Sharp at first. The outfield shades Trey a little bit to left field. The pitch. Grounded down third base line. Not quite so sharply hit this time. As Harris runs the count to 1-2. Today, Harris has grounded out to the pitcher in the second and walked in the fourth. As he's looking to knock home Samples and bring the Tigers closer. Or maybe put one over the fence in left field and tie this ball game up. Time called at the dish. Harris steps out.
Berlingmeyer had a great day today. Reed Berlingmeyer, after 5 1/3 inning pitch, let up 5 hits, 4 earned runs. That's the bit of the blemish there. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, but he did pitch well all day. He had numerous well-pitched innings. Just a couple of home runs
line down the line, fair! That's going to go in the corner, and that could score two. Sharp rounds third. He's coming home. He's going to score standing up as Trey Harris has an RBI double as he is exuberant on second base. And the score is now 6-5. Tigers only down by 1.
Great job of hitting by Harris, getting it past the diving third baseman, Thomas Norton, and able to drive in the 2 runners of Samples and Sharp on the play.
As I previously mentioned, you would have liked to put that ripper down the line in between the lines, and he did just that.
Not going to do much for Campbell's ERA right now.
Past the those runs aren't charged to him. Those are charged.
Valid point, actually. Those are both to Berlinger.
To Berlinger. That's going to run his total today to 6 earned runs. As Montpierre rolls over on it and advances Harris to third, pitcher covering the bag, retires the Tigers DH. That's going to bring in shortstop Chris Cornelius.
It looks like Campbell's on his own. No one's warming up in the bullpen for the Flames. Cornelius, of course, in his first at-bat of the game, hit a two-run home run out of left field.
His first as a Tiger.
Right.
He's also grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. The pitch. Curveball, a beauty, strike one.
Harris just playing a bit with the pitcher there, sneaking down the line as the pitches are going on.
Harris is known for dancing a bit on the base paths, which can be risky at times. He was almost picked off a number of times during his adventure in the first. And Cornelius lines it out to center, but right at the center fielder, Mickey McDonald, who puts it away to end the inning. But the double by Trey Harris pulls the Tigers within one as we go to the top of the seventh. The Flames lead 6-5. You're listening to Tigers Baseball on KCOU Sports.